The gist. Finally, we have a study that's worthy of this disease. This is a disease, after all, that affects millions, is one of the most functionally disabling diseases known to man, and mostly strikes people in the prime of their lives. It's a pretty big bore disease, and it needs big bore studies to match it. The DECODE ME study, which included almost 16,000 people with ME-CFS and over 100 authors and contributors, is such a study. A milestone in ME-CFS research, it's probably the most complex study in terms of funding, participant participation, and sheer scale that's ever been attempted. It was also a high-stakes enterprise. Getting at the genetic basis of a heterogeneous disease which can be triggered in numerous ways, which causes many symptoms and strikes people in all walks of life, was not a foregone conclusion. This study could have found nothing or come up with a bunch of gobbledygook which didn't explain anything. Thankfully, neither happened. The Genome-Wide Association, or GWAS, study determined common genetic variants that ME-CFS patients were born with that might have predisposed them to ME-CFS. The study found that the heritability factor, i.e., the degree to which common gene variants increase the risk of getting ME-CFS, was modest, about 10%. That's on the lower range of heritability experienced by chronic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis, but appears to be similar to other diseases such as long COVID, irritable bowel syndrome, and migraine that have been associated with ME-CFS. In David Tuller's interview, Ponting noted that a relatively small effect size in a study can translate into a large effect with a drug. That is, this study could point to enormously effective drugs. The study found 8 regions of the genome which were packed with genetic variants that appeared to contribute to ME-CFS. Inside those regions, they targeted 29 gene variants that can directly alter the functioning of the gene, and which occur in tissues most likely to be affected in ME-CFS. More on those tissues later. The genetic regions, called genome-wide significant loci, occur in parts of the genome involved in familiar themes in ME-CFS. The central nervous system, the immune system, pain, metabolism and energy production, and inflammation. One gene called RABGAP1L, or I suppose RABGAP1L, for instance, which may be affecting over half the tissues the study identified and is involved in halting viral replication, provides a clear avenue for further research. Next, the authors looked for evidence that whole genes, instead of variants of genes, increased the risk of getting ME-CFS and found 13 genes. These genes, again, were characterized by familiar themes in ME-CFS, such as immune system regulation, the neuroimmune interface, and metabolic and detox pathways. When asked what effect these genes might be having, AI Perplexity Pro proposed a feedback process had occurred, where immune dysregulation produces neuroinflammation, which impacts metabolic tissues, such as steroids, fatty acids, and inflammation. The metabolic issues then amplify the other issues in a feedback loop, leaving the illness intact. AI Perplexity concluded that, quote, "This cyclical connectivity could help explain the persistence and complexity of ME-CFS symptoms," end quote. When the researcher asked what tissues in the body these 13 dysregulated genes were particularly active in, the results were striking. All 13 of the tissues were found in the brain. The brain regions matched closely the results of ME-CFS brain imaging studies. When asked what symptoms issues in these brain areas might produce, ChatGPT suggested they could cause, quote, "a combination of motor control problems, cognitive impairment, emotional dysregulation, reward processing issues, and hormonal slash autonomic disturbances, end quote, i.e. something very similar to what we see in ME/CFS. All in all, the DECODE ME study's ability to consistently recapitulate the results of past studies using common gene variants was remarkable, particularly given the fact that they appeared to increase the risk of ME/CFS by only about 10%. The consistent results suggest that DECODE ME and the ME/CFS research in general are on the right track and are indeed slowly uncovering the biological roots of this disease. Dr. Ponting told David Tuller that, quote, "We're providing the X's that mark a treasure. What's now required is a bunch of scientists to go and dig," end quote. DECODE ME is just getting started. Larger studies containing ME/CFS patients with different European backgrounds and U.S. patients are underway. DECODE ME also plans to do genome-wide sampling, GWS, which will tell us about the rare and novel gene variants which some geneticists believe are at the heart of this disorder. Liz Worthy is also working on identifying rare genetic variants that play a role in ME/CFS, and a genetics working group at the NIH was reportedly formed last year. We should hear much more about the role genetics plays in ME/CFS and what it tells us about this disease and what treatments might help over time. Thanks for listening.